So somebody thinks because throwing no offense in front of something that there was no ill intent? Really? Right? Now, again, sometimes it could be somebody close to you who just doesn't know how to communicate properly, and they're just saying that because that's what they were taught, right? So there are exceptions, of course. But in general, someone thinks because they say that, they could tear into you for a whole page in writing or go off on you in person for 5 minutes just talking shit. But if they throw no offense, it's suddenly excused. And then if you come back at them, whoa, what the fuck? Why are you getting all defensive? I said no offense. Dude, communicate properly. Don't throw in that no offense social norm bullshit. Speak your mind correctly and say what you want to say. Stop peppering your communication and message and brand, because that's your brand at that moment, with stupid shit that everybody else does that's incorrect. I see this all the time. You can hear it in conversations, right? Now, that's just one example. That's just one example. But I'm sure you can think of a million as I was describing that one that seems like normal day-to-day, oh, hi, how are you? Great, how are you? Right? That, again, you're falling into mediocrity. Maybe somebody who wouldn't normally say, how are you, in that environment, like I said, they come into that new job that they got or that new career that they're pursuing, and instead of being themselves and being like, oh, man, it's been the greatest day, they fall back and they hold back and they say, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm doing good. How are you? Fine. Now think of the impression they're going to make, the initial impression just from that example, just like everybody else, versus how they would normally enter a room and engage in communication, right? So as we break it down to the simplest thing, like your introduction and how you say hi to people and how you communicate, all the way up to the top, you know, from minor all the way to major, you start to see that you paint an incorrect picture and you blend in. And now you're wondering later why you're not getting the results, or people's impressions of you are different than you thought it was going to be, right? This ties into one of the old sayings, I would rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I'm not. And I stand by that, right? I don't care if people like me or hate me. I'm cool with either one, but I'm perfectly fine with being real, being honest, and being authentic with people, because this is what it is, right? And even then, we think a lot of times that when we put on that mask that no one knows, we know. Everybody knows, even though it's a socially accepted thing to put the mask on, we still know people are full of shit. And we're like, of course, that's your little mask. That's your little social mask. You're full of shit, dude. We know it anyway. Yet we still conform to it, right? That's the crazy part, is everybody really knows deep down inside, yet we still conform to it, right? For example, being honest with somebody as well, especially to those around you that you care about. I think it's sad that a lot of people come to me and they're like, you know what, dude, I'm going to ask you a question because I know out of everybody that I know, you're actually going to shoot me straight and be honest. Men and women, by the way, more women than men, because they know. And I'm just like, I stopped them. I'm like, listen to what you just said. How pathetic of a world do we live in that honesty, which is the most basic thing that everyone should abide to, you have to come to me because it's so special and no one else is doing it. Pretty fucking sad. And they'll ask me stuff. Am I overweight? What do you think about this? Blah, blah, blah. I have this idea, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they don't tell me stuff like be honest or shoot me straight. They already know I'm going to do that, right? So when someone says, oh, be honest, it's like, what, you thought everything I was telling you was bullshit? Again, that's coming out because these surface level conversations that most people have are bullshit and they're not true. And they're just talking to talk. You see how mind numbing a lot of this shit is? It's the same shit over and over. Same people. They look a little bit different, saying the same stuff, doing the same shit. So now, if you look at, analyze everything down to your behavior, like some of the examples that I gave you, it becomes very easy now to separate yourself from everybody else. Effortless almost. You have to remove the blocks and be more free and keep that individualism in what you do. Okay? I remember even sports. I used to rollerblade when I was younger. And I remember a lot of those top guys, they all had their signature trick or move. Imagine if they all did the same tricks and the same moves. How the fuck are the judges going to score and say who's better and who's worse? It's all going to be the same shit. So people use that in that example to separate themselves and win. And then there's the clear first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Why aren't we doing that everywhere else? Why can't we take that and apply it to business or everything else that we're doing, right? It's really not that difficult. We see it by observation. You can see it in other areas, right? I'm just bringing it to your attention right now. So you get it. Now, after a while, right, this is what's going to happen. When the individualism in you begins to get reignited and that fire starts burning harder and brighter and stronger, now what you do is you become that light that attracts other lights. All the other people who I call and consider my tribe, business partners, close friends, we all exhibit this. You've heard the saying, your vibe attracts your tribe, right? Frequency and vibration. You attract what you are. That's going to start to happen. So if right now you find the circumstances and the things around you are not where you want them to be, this, handling this part of your life, is going to start to fix that organically. So again, when you step back and look, and if you say 90% of what's around you and the people are not what you approve of or not what you want, then some serious work has to be done. With that said, I'll end it here and I'll open it up to questions. Instagram, Zoom, whichever one you'd like. Aaron, on one of the videos that I posted of Mike Wolf on YouTube, I put links to check out his videos in this program. So just do that. That's the easiest way, Aaron. Michael, I went to USF. I went to junior college 1 year, then I went to USF. Cool, I'll check it out. Yeah, Mike Wolf is great. He's awesome. I have a $200K mortgage. If you had $100K, would you use that money to pay down your mortgage or use that money for other investments? Other investments, Renaissance, 100%. Other investments. Maybe use a little bit of the money to buy down your rate and lower your payment if you'd like, but that's up to you. You have scripts for sale? No, Miguel, I don't sell scripts. Scripts you get for free. All the scripts we use were for free from Mike Ferry and Kevin Ward. So I sell priceless knowledge to help you apply the script, for example, and other stuff. I don't sell scripts. Are you going to fight Mayweather? No, unless he pays me a lot of money. You see what I'm saying? Well, what I do, Logan, is because I know that and religious, right? Number two, politics and religion, I have no interest in, but I completely stay away from those topics because anytime a discussion is had about that, Logan, I think that's who asked, Logan. Again, I don't pay attention to politics or religion, right? But if that comes up or I have the opportunity to not bring those things up, I don't, because the last time I remember a political or religious conversation ending positively was never, right? How can I get the uttermost out of the program? Yeah, dude, you just got to go through chronologically from the beginning stuff when you sign up all the way to the end so you get caught up. And if you just dedicate yourself to, you know, engaging with the content frequently, taking notes and applying, you'll do great, dude. But at the same time, Jesus, just listening to me teach a lot of these things, that alone will create shifts and help you for sure. I'm a broker of Blue Monkey Realty. I feel I have to be more serious. Any thoughts? Should I open my own Insta page? Yeah, of course. Got to be on social media. That's a cool name though. Blue Monkey Realty. That stands out for sure. How long does it take to unprogram something from the unconscious mind? Some stuff takes longer. Some stuff is instant. I've had stuff that I've unprogrammed just listening to a lecture, right? But then there's some stuff that requires more inner work because it's really deep rooted. So it can be instant all the way up to a process that takes some time, dude, even years. T. sign up for my pre-license? Absolutely not. It's not too early to build your sphere of influence. You should be doing that right now. So that's good. Great time to even get on Modern Success and work on your script and work on your sales skills. It's still the seller's market, Miguel, but eventually it'll level off. But for now, it's still a seller's market. It's going to be pretty even, I think, within a year, year and a half, for sure. Best book on acquiring wealth? Oh, man. I would say read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Renaissance. That's a great book that'll help you reprogram your mind about money. Very important. Very important. What else? What other questions do we have, ladies and gentlemen? What other questions? T. Harv Eker, yes. It's a great book. Will you be coming out with a book? Yes, at some point in the future. Where do you see large scale brick and mortar? I don't know, man. You know, I think they'll still be there, right? Because especially real estate, I think, especially when we're talking, you know, families buying and selling, especially buying a home, I feel like there's always going to be that human element. So we might find the cloud-based stuff, but I still think you're going to see people meeting in offices and there's still going to be a hint of that, right? It may phase them out a little bit more because of the model and the fees that are associated with it, more so that, but there's still going to be that human touch, we can call it. So cloud-based, I think, will do very good, but we'll see, man. We'll see. Did your live off 20% rule break you down? What do you mean, Dapper? What do you mean by that? Would you recommend ESP real estate or going off alone? I'm not sure what you mean by that, RJ. Is ESP a real estate company? If you're asking to join a company or go on your own, when you join and you get your license, you have to be a part of a brokerage. You can't work by yourself. Okay, Michael, for sure, dude. I'll hold you to that. Well, Jesus, it's up to you, man. If he really wants to do it and he's willing to front the cost and do it in a timely fashion, then go for it. But you just better make sure that wall, knocking down that wall, doesn't cause any problems. What's the things you did early on in the office? Same stuff that we do now. Prospect, make calls, train. Learn, role play my presentations, role play my scripts, make more calls, meet clients. It was all productive work. I never just sat around the office talking to people. I'm sure a lot of people didn't like me because of that, but I didn't care. I wanted to produce. I wanted to be productive. I wanted to. Your bank accounts, how you had it set up, was it a struggle? No, not at all. In the beginning, you know, breaking that mental side of it isn't that difficult. But once you have the account set up and all the money's going in, it's not an issue at all because you take the thinking out of it. Sam, it doesn't matter when you sign up, you're billed every 30 days. So whether you sign up November 1st or you sign up now, it's the same thing. I recommend you sign up now and you start studying tonight. BrianCasella.com. Go to the coaching tab. Boom. It's right there. So what else, guys? You guys are pretty quiet tonight. The metal martyr, you don't have to go to inspections. I don't go to appraisals or inspections. And one of the main reasons I don't is I've talked to a lot of appraisers and inspectors. They don't want agents there. They're like, dude, the buyers and the agents, all they do is bug us and slow us down. We don't want them there. So I never go to them. You don't have to, right? Some agents will swear that you have to, but I just think they have nothing better to do and they want to pretend like they're working. That's why they go. But prepping the house, that's mostly the seller's job, man, for them to clean up and get it ready. I mean, if work has to be done, like actual repairs and all that, then sure, you can refer them, you know, contractors or whatever to help them. But most of that stuff is done by the seller. You can kind of tell them, hey, clean this up and do that and guide it, but you're not in there, you know, moving stuff yourself and helping them clean. I've always said not to listen to others. Whether we have a shifting market or not, Berto, it doesn't matter. Listings, buyers still buy listings. Listings are still the name of the game, right? Whether the market is hot or declining, it doesn't matter. Good luck working with more than, you know, three or four buyers, but you can work 10, 15, 20 listings, no problem, dude. The mindset and the concept doesn't change just because the market changes, right? I have a background in architecture. How would you use it as an advantage in real estate? Well, I'm sure you're probably good with numbers and you probably have good conceptualized ideas where maybe you can see stuff or potential in developments and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, as an advantage, it might make you a little bit more creative. But, I mean, I don't think being an architect in the future or, sorry, in the past is necessarily going to help you get more listings and do the day-to-day stuff. I think it might help you overall, man. I've heard a lot of back and forth on that lately. Well, you just broke the rule of what I told you in the beginning. Don't listen to other people, dude. Go for listings. Go to all the top producers that do listings and ask them that question, and you'll see that they're going to tell you exactly what I told you. Get listings. Morning routine. I just made a video on YouTube covering that, Logan. 20 minutes of goodness. Watch that one. Is it possible for FSBO to know the state laws of selling a home? Maybe. But even if they do, who cares? They still don't know what they're doing. Even if the FSBO, I'm glad you asked that, dude. Even if the FSBO is an ex-realtor, right, knows everything, I don't care. Not using a realtor statistically still makes them less money, period. End of discussion. So they can argue and say they know, oh, I've done this, I've sold a home before. It doesn't matter, right? It really doesn't matter because facts are facts. So I'm not saying argue with them, but you need to know that going in when you go after them to list them and help them. Commercial is different because usually the deals on average are bigger, right? You're dealing with more business people, a little bit more affluent people. There's not so much emotion involved, Sam. It's a lot more just about the numbers, but it's a little different, but the nuts and bolts are basically the same, man. It's not too different. I mean, I haven't worked a ton of commercial deals. I think I've done like three, but from what I see, they seem simpler, right? They seem simpler. Cool. What's up, BC? Just joined Modern Success, and it's all you said and more, digging through the archives. Good, dude. Good. Cliff, I think I saw you on there, dude. Welcome to the group. Cool. There we go. Cool. Okay, guys, I will end it here. Thank you for attending. As always, Team BC Real Estate sponsors this podcast. Whatever you need real estate worldwide, let us know. Number two, Modern Success, my personal coaching and mentorship program. Make sure that you get on it immediately. BrianCasella.com. Go to the coaching tab, sign up. And lastly, EXP Realty, the hot cloud-based brokerage that everybody's joining. If you want to join, go to join.exprealty.com. Or if you want more information, message me and I'll give it to you. Okay. Thank you for being here, ladies and gentlemen. I will catch you on the next one. Remember, Supreme Being is every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.